slow dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome, my friends, to episode 619, a bonus episode called Where Do You Flow? This is Summer here with you, and I wanted to just share a recent Facebook post that I put into my group, I Love Flow Dreaming, and I asked everybody, where do you flow dream? Like, where do you make the magic happen? Where and when? Because I was genuinely, you know, curious. So I'm going to share some of those answers with you today and also share with you something else of note. Don't want to let this one pass you by. I have opened up some time in my schedule this week and next week. It's a limited time thing to do some private sessions with you. I call them deep dive sessions, about 2.5 hours we spend together, as well as some hour-long sessions. So if you're interested, I usually only do this about once a year. And I'm doing it right now because it's the beginning of the decade. It's the first month of this beautiful 10-year spread of the 2020s, and I just felt compelled to reach out. So if you're interested, please, please email me, ask me, be sure you're on your mailing list with me, and I'll be sending you the details, or just, again, reach out, summer@flowdreaming.com. It is an amazing opportunity. I hope you don't pass it up. We make big changes in your life. In fact, just today I received this gorgeous email from someone that I had done a session with 6 years ago. And this poor fellow had lost his wife to cancer. He was a young man, and he was working in insurance in a little town in the middle of the country. And I told him, you need to get on a boat. And he said, what? What are you talking about? I said, I know, this sounds crazy. I mean, this is just one thing that happened in our session. I said, but you have to be on a boat. You've got to get on a boat. Jump on the boat. Well, time passes. He doesn't really understand anything. I feel like, well, that one just sure didn't hit home. And this was one tiny part of the whole session, but it was so compelling. Well, turns out he did some past life with regression therapy, and he discovered that he was standing on the dock looking at this big ocean liner with a suitcase in hand, about to take a big trip, and he chose not to. Last second, he said no. And I got the impression from his email, it was sort of like, I'm going to go to the new world, I'm going to reinvent my life, new country, fresh start, just grow into who I am. And he rejected this over and over. And he only realized later that it was the same thing I had been urging him to do in the session, that his flow was saying, you've got to get on the boat. You need to go on a hero's journey. It's time. Now, one more interesting bit that I have to interject is that a few months after the session, he actually met a wonderful woman, someone who was part of the plan. Now, the two of them decided to travel around the world, and travel they did. They went everywhere, Nepal and India and Europe, and they went through ashrams, and they just went through all kinds of incredible experiences together. And they've finished their travels now, and they're settled down, and they're both teaching and in jobs that they love and thrive. And his email to me was basically saying, Summer, I think I'm ready for another session. And look what the first one did. It completely changed my life. If it wasn't for this, I would still be working in insurance, and my partner would just be slaving away still in her admin job, living someone else's life, right? Not the lives that they really were supposed to be in. So, you know, the boat was his journey. It was him stepping into the real self, like what was meant for him. And them. And he did it. I mean, that's what he needed, that clear call. and finally to be that man who, unlike in the past, said, I'm going to go live my life now. So, I mean, I was just floored to receive that this morning, and I really wanted to share. And I, of course, reached out and emailed and asked for his permission, even though it's still completely anonymous. As it always is when I work with you and look into your life, look into your flow. I had another great session this morning working with someone where I was able to contact his father who'd passed, as well as his mother who was alive, and we did a lot of healing together in it. So I urge you, if you have any desire, reach out, choose what you want to work with me on. Like I said, I don't do this very often, but when I do, please, you know, if there's something, don't wait and don't put it off. Okay, enough said about that. I want to jump into where you flow, because I think this is enlightening and eye-opening, and my hope is that by listening to other people's responses, you might get some good ideas like, oh, I actually can, you know, maximize my time. You know, almost everybody here is, well, not everybody, but most of them are double doing, meaning they're doing another activity while they're flow dreaming, as opposed to just dropping into flow, which I thought was really fascinating because I often suggest to people flow dream while you're doing the dishes, flow dream while you're running at the gym, flow dream, you know, while you're riding in a, you know, in a train or subway someplace, you know, make the most of your time when you would normally be daydreaming. So I'm going to start off with Kate. She says, I flow dream in the morning, drinking my coffee before I start my day, sitting up in bed. And then Jen says, hey, Summer, I listen when I pull into my parking spot at work in the morning and in bed with earphones in the middle of the night when I can't sleep. Joanne says, I have about a 30-minute drive to my office each day. That's my flow dreaming time. April, well, it depends on which one I'm doing, but I like to do them in bed, when I wake up, or before I fall asleep. Sometimes when I'm on long drives, except I don't close my eyes. And I do the instant self-healing anytime I feel sick or in pain. All right, I have to pause and interject here. A lot of you guys are doing this when you're driving, I'm starting to notice. Be careful when you're driving. I know we daydream when we're driving, but keep your eyes on the road, folks. Please, please. I'm also hearing a trend, and this gets even stronger as I continue, of those of you who are doing it in bed before you get your day started at the end of your day. I think that's an excellent time, especially at the beginning of your day. Set up the energies right. I even made a flow list, a playlist for this called Daily Flow that helps you with a beginning of day flow dream, instant alignment in the middle, and then another one in the evening. So only caution with doing it at bed at night. Sometimes we're totally emotionally wiped out by the end of the night. So what's happening then? It's still good and wonderful to do, but it ends up acting more like a subconscious kind of salve. You know, it's going in there, it's percolating deep, it's going to populate your dreams. It's working in a different way if you're not actually in there with that deep, strong emotion. You can do both though. It is excellent. If you're just falling asleep to it, not a problem. I love what Susie says. She says, while putting on my makeup in the morning, that's a good time. Amy, in my car before work, and anytime I feel it during the day. Jenny, on my way to work, in the subway, and when I'm walking. I also like to flow dream when I'm taking a shower. Jenny, girl after my own heart, I am the ultimate shower flow dreamer. My husband sometimes walks in and he sees me with my eyes, you know, flipped back and rolling, and I get real funny because I go deep and he just gently closes the door again like, oh, okay. he's long learned that I'm not, you know, in some sort of, you know, epileptic fit in there. Next one, Bonnie. She says, in the bath, walking dogs, driving, laying in bed. Mary, in the morning in my bed before I start my day. I love all of you morning early birds. Beth, at night between 8 and 9 before I go to sleep. Kim, when I drive or work out at the gym. Excellent to do on the gym. Michelle, in the shower most of the time, but also like sitting in my house when it's empty just after everyone is out the door in the morning. Oh, God, Michelle, I know that feeling. Everyone is gone and you're just like, oh, I can breathe for a few moments. Cindy says, letting my dogs out first thing in the a.m., getting ready for work, also end of day, getting ready for bed and driving. Oh, we got to have another driver. Be careful. Josh, as part of my morning routine, I listen following my meditation. I also listen occasionally after work, recline on the couch. Joe says, I've been trying to do it before bed every night. It makes me sleep better, and I seem to wake up with more energy. Leslie, morning before breakfast and before bed. You guys, I love these morning and night routines. This is just tickling me. It's thrilling me. Jody says, on the train, walking to work, also when setting up some sort of interesting genetic test. Well, I guess that must be at work. Now, that is true multitasking, setting up a test and flowing at the same time. Annie, in bed, walking on the beach, in the car. Oh, I love flowing at the beach so much. It is probably the number one most conducive place for me. And I really need to make it a point to get out and do that more often, being that I live like within a 2 mile walk of the beach. Corey, this sounds crazy, but I've been known to flow dream in the bathroom at work. It was the only quiet place there was. Thank God because of it, because I no longer have that crappy job. Well, Corey, probably because you were flow dreaming literally in the crapper. Oh, sorry, guys. I couldn't help that really dumb mom pun. Good for you, Corey. Anna, my favorite place is while walking in nature, sometimes doing while before bed or doing housework. Natalie, in bed on awakening, while doing housework, another houseworker, in the car, driving, but you need to pick upbeat flow dreams so you don't get drowsy. If someone else is driving, though, I always have my headphones. Also, when I'm hoovering and cutting the grass. Good. Melissa, I just picture Natalie on her lawn tractor, just deep in flow. I sure hope your eyes are open and you're not like cutting down your neighbor's grass on accident. Melissa, on the beach at sunset. Yes, yes, and yes. And at my best friend's house while I'm sitting in the living room. Well, I hope your best friend is flow dreaming with you, my dear. Vicky, in the bath at night, especially if mind chatter is keeping me from sleeping, and in the morning, putting on makeup. Well, that's you and Susie, my dear. I can see both of you right now, leaning over your sink, applying your mascara, deep in flow. Pearl, along the way to and from the office on my commuter train, also at the gym, and while walking my dog. You know, walking your dog is pretty good. You can flow dream with your eyes open. I just have to say, I always tell people, close your eyes. But if you think about it, most of the time when we daydream, we don't close our eyes. Our eyes are open, but it's like our brain shuts off the visual information, which is a pretty darn neat trick that our brain has the ability to do this, to basically be taking in data, but also shutting it off at the same time. And when you're walking your dog and you're drifting and you're daydreaming, well, it's sort of the same thing. Just don't walk yourself into a gutter on accident. I know your puppy would never lead you off the track. Let's see here. Cynthia, walking on or along the beach in the morning and in moments when I'm looking out the window into the patio, seeing the sky, clouds, and colors. Well, you sound like my mom. She drifts off and she looks at the sky, the big blue sky and the puffy clouds, and just starts to just release with it. Some of my earliest flow dreaming I did with her, we went into the sky. That's where we went, the sky and the clouds. Narelle, my fave place is while I'm in the shower, another shower fan, and also while I put on makeup. All right, you're with Vicky and Sue. Oh my goodness, I'm just stumbling over it. Well, you're with the other girls who are putting on their, Susie, putting on their makeup. Walking on the beach and in bed while I go to sleep. And if I wake in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep, there's a couple of you who do that. I think that's pretty awesome because when we wake in the middle of the night, I know I've been experiencing it myself the last few years. I know as we get older, especially, oftentimes our nighttime sleep gets a little more fragile and we can wake up and go into anxiety. And whenever I do that, the first thing is I go into panic and anxiety and my mind starts rummaging through things. And then I say, wait a second, there's nothing that you're going to gain from doing this in the middle of the night. Literally, you cannot solve this right now. So putting on a flow dream is like, oh, you know, just bathing your mind back to sleep. She also says, I use the anxiety one in my earphones when I'm at the dentist. Excellent. You know how they always plug those earphones in nowadays and they have some weird channel up on the television for you to watch and you're supposed to be distracted by it, but they put the goggles on so you can't really see the TV anyway, so you're just listening? May as well flow dream. Nobody said it, but what about on an airplane? Come on, anybody feel like, got a little nerves up there? That is a perfect time also to flow dream. Christina, while rowing on my Concept 2 rowing machine. Oh my God. Christina, I have a Concept 2 rowing machine in my office. And I have to tell you, row and flow is absolutely brilliant. They go together so, so well. So everybody, go to the gym, row and flow. And last, Paulette, anywhere and everywhere if able. No lack today. And literally, that's the last post. And she just like, she summed it up with a kiss. So, so perfect. So I hope that gives you guys some inspiration on where and how you can flow, like how easy it is to integrate this in throughout your day, morning, evening routine, utilizing time that you'd otherwise just be staring out the train window, walking the dog when you'd normally be drifting and thinking about, you know, kind of crap things, or going into lack thinking, as we often do, you know, anticipating the things that are going to go wrong and how we're going to brace for them and encounter them. No. You're going into your flow instead. So that's it for this special little bonus episode. And also, thank you so much for letting me tell you about the private sessions. I just needed to get that in because, like I said, it is special. And I really encourage you. So my love to you all. Be sure if you want to add your comments, I always have questions and feedback that I'm asking for of you. And sometimes little, you know, bits of information that I give out in my I Love Flow Dreaming group that is on Facebook. Just search for it. I Love Flow Dreaming. Yes, it is named after those old stickers. Remember in like the 70s and 80s? Maybe you don't. Maybe you were just a tiny baby back then. But if you remember it, everybody had and I love unicorns and I love world peace and, you know, it was like a rainbow and I love this. When I named the group, I was thinking I had that in mind. I love flow dreaming, like a bumper sticker. Oh my gosh, maybe I should make some and create like a flow dreaming shop. I actually do have some pretty cool gold flow temporary tattoos that I give to my me school students. I've always wanted to put those up too. Anyway, now I'm just yabbering on about practically nothing. So I'm going to let you all go. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Go do some flow dreaming and I'll be back next time with another episode. Hey friends, a couple things to tell you about that I think you'll really enjoy. Flow Dreaming is a universe, actually. In other words, yes, there is a technique, but it's also an entire community of those of us who flow dream. And I have a lot to give you to get you started that's 100% free. So if you go to flowdreaming.com, the first thing you need to do is download my free kit that teaches you how to flow dream. It contains an audio of a flow dream that's been recorded called Positive Flow, just to get you right into flow state in under 15 minutes. It also includes a tutorial and a PDF guidebook. Now, if you're on your mobile device right now, you can also get it by just going to the App Store and downloading the Flow Dreaming app, and it will come preloaded with this wonderful kit for you to learn the process. The next thing I wanted to mention for you is that Me School is my active, gorgeous, beautiful community of flow dreamers. And we learn together, we share, and we grow into our manifestational, our co-creational, and mostly our own deep, immense inner power. We do this together in a mentorship type, school type format, but believe me, no tests, no quizzes. It's the best place you've ever been to. It calls itself a school. But it's really the place where you will completely transform yourself from inside out. So check that out too. Last of all, I hope I see you guys on Facebook or Instagram. Just look up Summer McStravick or Flow Dreaming and come say hi to me there. Until next time, my love to you all.